Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford. And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, New Year's Eve weekend stylies?
Ooh, very nice, very right. Reflective.
Yes, New Year's Eve, coming up.
Well,
what's got you down, Jeff?
Do we get into it? Tim, I think it's the same thing that's got you down, my man. I'm talking SARS-CoV-2.
The novel coronavirus.
So I think, Jeff, you're saying you're feeling kind of down in the dumps over the fact that you and your co-host, Tim, have COVID.
Yeah, yep.
But physically you're okay, but emotionally you're just feeling down.
No, it's those two contributing factors, I think, have me in the dumps.
I see. Now, if you can't guess yet, Tim and Jeff have COVID again, once again.
Jeff, I'm sorry you're going through this. I want to send you a card or something and hope you pull through this hard time of you and also your co-host having COVID.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah.
When.
It looks like, Mike, you squeaked by.
Well, we're not out of the woods yet.
Oh, right. All right. Okay.
So I'm out in LA still, and I was staying with Jeff. And yesterday, Jeff woke up not feeling great, so he took a test. I went out to go do what I do, watch international soccer early in the morning.
International soccer.
And then I got a text from Jeff saying he was positive. So I went back to his house, gathered my things, and went to the Hampton Inn Suites in Glendale.
Ooh, you should have gone to the Hamptons.
Yeah, right.
I know.
But this was after we'd done an in-person record and then gone out to dinner.
A dinner at which you sipped a martini I was drinking just to see how it tastes.
Yeah, there was a lot of shared contact.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I'm testing negative right now, but you know that can change at any moment.
Hey, as long as this podcast isn't testing negative, come on now.
Yeah,
this
with the critics.
This is testing positive. The year end review is the critics across the board said yes, yes, yes.
Positive.
Continue.
Those
watching.
Two little lines popped up on the test. Positive reviews.
Positive reviews. But I'm managing right now to dodge.
You know what it is, Mike? I noticed this when we first got on this Zoom, you were eating an apple.
Mm.
Were you not?
I was. It was really this crunchy one. I think it was a Fiji.
It made me say to myself, wow, Mike really eats of the earth, you know?
Oh, sometimes, yeah.
Because we went grocery shopping and you picked out a small watermelon,
mm-hmm.
a little thing of raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this guy, he eats like Adam.
Yeah.
And Jeff, so. You could be his Eve.
I could be.
I also, the first thing I ate when I landed in LA was a double-double cheeseburger. And I drank heavily and ate a bunch of chips. I'm looking at chips right now across the room. That's the other thing. So I had a bunch of groceries at Jeff's house, so I brought them with me because there were things for me to eat.
Chips are good for you. They're one of the best, potato methods? Potato formats? What did we call it? Execution of potato?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
One of the best.
What was it? Best form of potato.
Best, it's one of the best forms of potato.
But last time, Mike, go ahead.
I was just that along the lines of Hanford gets healthy, what's going to really blast you into good health for the new year will be, you mentioned to me you're going to do a polar plunge.
I'm going to do a polar plunge on New Year's Day. That is the plan. Now, Tim, you will be with me on New Year's Eve. Should you go to the polar plunge? That remains to be seen. That remains to be seen if I do it, too. We don't know.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows right now.
Hmm.
We're going to find out.
Did we cover this on the pod? Did I bring up Tony? Who's the motivational speaker? I can't
Robin.
Think of.
Robin?
Tony
oh, yeah,
Robbins.
Yeah. We did. I think it was just the last one we talked about this.
Hmm. Oh, we were drunk.
Yeah, this is good recap, though.
Or did we no, even
we
say t-
we talked
air,
about this? No, we talked about this on our own private. We're having that thing where it's
we're
on air, off air.
Yeah.
What happens at dinner? What happens in the studio? You know?
I don't know where Tim, the host, starts and ends.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. They both say,
I'll
what
say
is
that from the neck up, it's the host.
Yeah.
All right. Is that enough shit chat? Can we get into some booze news? Do we even have booze news?
Yes.
Do we hit it?
Hit it.
What about the bip, bip, bip leader?
I'm off my game. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh.
Took me a minute.
I get it.
Beautiful.
I love string quartet versions of songs.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh my god, rousing. Little syncopation. Up for you, boy. Give It Up String Quartet was sent to us by Paul Burgess. And if you have a booze news theme, email to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. That was beautiful.
Burgess, you did it. You did it. You knocked it out of the park. Finally.
That is, now I'm curious if Burgess did that on his keyboard or if he has a string quartet.
It sounded rich.
It sounded real to me, but you know, MIDI, these days everything is MIDI.
Musical instrument digital interface?
It took me a long time to realize what song that was. That's the trick of the string quartet.
Well,
sometimes
it's saying something that when I heard it, I was like, "What is this? So like a Radiohead song?"
I thought it was like, I don't know what. Something.
Well, the composer Tim Kalpakis, he is very Radiohead esque.
Yeah.
Now, did the composer write it for strings and just ended up recording it with a band, or was it written?
He had to deal with what was at hand, which was the drummer and dickhead drummer and bozo bass player.
At hand, yikes!
This is like how Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was originally written as a novel, but then he said, "You know what? I think this just has to be a film."
You know, I read that novel.
So you were writing for cello and viola.
Mellow Jello.
Mm-hmm.
Great work, Paul Burgess. And that also reminds me, we're coming out at the end of the year. We're doing our Burgers for Burgess pledge drive. So everybody,
oh, perfect.
Get this man
see,
fed.
See how many burgers you can eat and post it to Instagram. It all goes to Paul Burgess who sent us that.
You want to talk about burgers for a second? I got something to talk to you about.
Oh, God.
I'm learning. I got my Duolingo app. I'm learning Spanish. I'm doing okay.
I wanted that. I got the Dua Lipa app, but you know, you continue.
Yeah. So I got to the section where I'm learning hamburger. And it's hamburguesa.
There's a whole section?
Just a little part
it's
of the food lesson. It's the food, ordering food lesson.
Mm.
Hamburguesa. But if you want a fish burger or a fish whatever, it's hamburguesa de pescado.
So, sure.
But that's such a funny thing, I think, to be like,
a hamburger,
here's hamburger
fish.
And here's fish burger.
Hmm.
But we have fish sandwich.
Yeah.
I learned that too.
Language is a tricky thing.
I know. It felt like a tough early one to do. Some of the early ones were water, milk, and bread. Those were pretty simple.
Mm. The building blocks of life.
And of course, we all know passport is passaporte.
Right. Sure.
I'm in a bunch of, in the travel section, there's a bunch of stuff that's like, bus, autobus, hotel, bank, banco. Like it's a very easy segment for me.
Duolingo, huh? That's that.
That's cool. I want to do that. I was thinking about learning some Greek.
Oh, that'd be good. Mm. That'd be good.
And just in time for Greek week.
I'm also curious. I want to like do the Duolingo English and see like what they start English people who want to speak English, what they start them out.
Well, it's also just good to, you know, polish up. Yeah. Sure, you've been speaking it your whole life, but you never know what gaps you got to fill.
It's been a while. I haven't brushed up on the fundamentals.
Like, oh, it's suitcase, not suitcase, for example.
Yes, of course.
Oh, it's a sedan.
We've told the suitcase story, right? Come on, regale us, Tim.
Yeah, that my dad, as a joke, intentionally taught me that the suitcase was a soup case. And I just said it. I said it until I was like 12.
Until like junior high.
And yeah. Now the sedan side of things is, Jeff, you don't like the word sedan.
No. We were joking about the words that people hate, like moist.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we were just kind of coming up with like, what are some weird words that people might not like? And we decided like, ooh, month. Ooh, sedan.
Oh, that was a sketch. Okay, that was
it was a season two Birthday Boy sketch I wrote that was about like a conversation that was like all moist and panties and stuff. But then, yeah, Jeff was like, ooh, sedan.
Oh, I thought they came out of the Jeff world. Anyway, I told someone recently, it could have been Sloppy Boy's director.
Sedan is a Jeff world thing, yeah.
Gotcha. I think it was John Haskell, the Sloppy Boys music video director, mm-hmm. that Jeff has that issue with the word sedan. So next time he sees you, he might bring that up and you play along. God,
I've noticed that he's been really careful not to say it in front of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
The backflips he's gone through.
Four-door car.
Oh, my Uber's almost here. It's a Volkswagen.
Volkswagen four-door. Jesus.
Jesus Christ. This barely got out.
You know how often we all say sedan.
Yeah.
All right. What's the actual booze news?
Well, the end of the year, it's a time to be happy for the future, but then it's a time to be, is it not also?
Sad for the past?
Sad for the future too.
I don't know my intro, but this is sad. I wanted to say that this month we lost... one of the greats, 104-year-old legendary bartender Harry Yee passed away this month.
Oh.
This came to us from the Discord.
I recognize the name. I can't remember what his...
I guessed Bee's knees, but I'm probably just conflating. Like,
No, you're thinking Harry Craddock. This is, or Harry McAlone. Harry Yee was the bartender at the Hilton Hawaiian Village in Honolulu, Waikiki. Yes. Mm-hmm. He invented the Blue Hawaii. So we discussed him in our Blue Hawaii episode and we went there, scoped it out. But I would say even more so than the Blue Hawaii, his big claim to fame, he's the guy that took a little tiny umbrella and put it in the
drink.
Yeah.
Because they used to put him in the chicken, right? They used to stick him in the chicken?
Yes. It was like a food thing.
It was a food thing and they like sold him in Chinatown or something. And he was like, hey, maybe we'll do this. He also put like orchids
cool.
in tiki drinks and stuff.
Nice. Man, did you say he was 104?
Yeah, he passed on December 7th.
Wow, 104. You don't expect someone living in the bartending world to live so long because you figure that they're going to have some drinks and make it a part of their life, and we all know that is not good for health.
But I watched the Today Show, and they do like the Smucker's birthdays, and they announce birthdays that are over 100, and for every single person, it's like... They asked him what their secret to longevity is, and it's always like, have a pack a day. You know, they always do.
Smuckers. Why is Smuckers the brand on the 100-year birthday?
Because old people love preservatives. You know,
because they preserve.
Because they're well-preserved.
Just the idea of it. They're like, oh, yes.
Interesting.
I'll be preserved like a grape.
I heard something about Campbell's Soup. Remember the Campbell's Chunky Soup ads where it was like the football players and... Like Jerome Bettis, and like he would be there, and his mom would come out and say, "You gotta get your chunky soup to be." Well, every year they would do that with like a new player, and apparently, kid, in the Madden football game, you can play like the chunky tournament game or something like that, and everyone has like chunky logos on their helmets and on their shirts and stuff. So it's just funny to think of like, Chunky really got their foot in the door for soup and football.
Yeah, one of the great brand tie-ins, much like Butterfinger and Bart Simpson.
Yes.
A long-running symbiotic relationship.
What was his thing? Like, Butterfingers are neat, man.
Neato.
They're neato.
If you don't know what we're talking about, folks, we discussed candy bars at length over on the Blowout.
Oh, yeah. Just go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys.
You know what candy bar didn't come up? I've been keeping my eyes on the candy bar section at Rite Aid. And a bar that didn't come up on our podcast is Fifth Avenue. I saw that the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Fifth Avenue.
That's funny because it's like Fifth Avenue in New York is like the Madison, like the nice, not Madison Avenue. That's
yeah, street. I have a place there.
But it's like Tiffany's and nice shopping. Nice. So it's like, ooh, this is a nice candy bar.
For so Tim, for us, that'd be like Rodeo Drive.
Thank you. I didn't know what Mike, what the fuck he was talking about.
I did have a Take Five lately because I said, ooh, that's one that I didn't quite get my hands on.
Oh, the pretzel.
It was
one.
Dynamite. I get it. I get the hype.
Big Take Five fan, Nick Kroll.
Oh, yeah.
You work with Nick Kroll, you're going to have some Take Five sitting out on the writer's table. Hey, Nick, can I have one of these? Go ahead, Tim. You're a hell of a guy.
Nice. I have to add to the booze news right now. I am in a hotel room. My connection isn't the greatest. I'm also on my headphones. I don't have a good microphone here. So the audience is probably saying, why is Hanford sound so distant and terrible? Well, it's the headphone setup.
It's the earbuds.
And I'm going to try not to do this a lot.
No.
No. Nasty boy.
But I'm also getting from Tim, I'm getting Tim is like, on the screen here is frozen. He's blotchy and frozen.
Okay.
Jeff, you're clear, but you're moving stuntedly. And sometimes the audio is going a little in and out. So
I think it's probably the same connection.
If something's being talked about and I'm not talking, it's probably because I can't hear you.
Damn.
I think I'm probably just the same choppiness as Jeff, but I'm holding more still in the screen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, we're experienced podcasters. Going into year three, we're used to podcasting under adverse conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because when COVID happened, we didn't know. Like, for the first time, you couldn't go out. You couldn't see the people that you love. You know, everyone was at home, and we had to make do when COVID was around.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you had to. It was like, before COVID, yep. Do you want to Zoom? What are you talking about? Now, Zoom is a verb.
Right. Yeah, now Zoom is a verb.
Usually, I'd be like, want to go Zoom around in my Mazda. Zoom, 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 right.
Right. Do you want to, Zoom around the Mazda, exactly.
Yes, there you go.
When we started, Tim didn't even have a microphone, but he managed to rig up half of a coconut and some paper clips.
Yeah, and it's only in the past month did he fix that problem.
Yeah, and then I made a coquito. Come on.
Oh.
Ooh. Possible drink of the year. Possible
that was
drink
a good
of the
one.
Year.
Really good one. It's a dessert as much as it is a cocktail, but
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You have to put a shitload more rum in there, I'm telling you.
I'm surprised it took me this long for that to come across my desk, to borrow a phrase. Also, I heard somebody saying they go whiskey and not rum in the coquito.
Really? Who said that?
Read it on the net.
I want you off of there, Jeff. You're getting a lot of bad ideas on there.
How else will I be radicalized?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, boy. No, we don't need that.
All right. That's it for Booze News. Yes.
Wrap it up. Great.
I'm turning the Wi-Fi off on my phone.
You think you're syncing the whole hotel's Wi-Fi with your phone?
No, just in my room, though. Could be pulling it one way or the other. Either way, we do not need this type of crap right now.
Okay, guys. It is the end of the year. It is a wonderful celebratory time. We've had Christmas. We've had Christmas Eve, all the holidays, except we're headed toward, let us not forget, New Year's Eve, as was mentioned, to mention New Year's Day, kind of a little bit of a champagne-y time of year. Would you not agree?
A sparkly jubilee.
I would have to agree with that sentiment. Yes.
It's a good time for popping bottles and kissing models.
Or sabering.
And savoring. And whether you're out at night celebrating or you're having that hair of the dog brunch, this is the time of year to get into the bubbly. And when we said, what drink should we do now? We said, well, we've been saving a certain selection from the IBA cocktail list specifically for this type of occasion. And it is... the champagne cocktail you've had.
Not bad. not had.
You've heard?
No.
No.
Wow. What do you think of the name? Pretty basic, huh?
I think it is pretty basic. It's one of those things I don't know what to expect. I mean, I've seen the list of ingredients.
I know what to expect. You don't like champagne, so you should expect...
Yeah, we see this coming a mile away.
Your expectations should be low.
I don't like champagne, and the ingredients I got here, what I made do at the hotel, suck. So
we're going to be like, what, tap water, mouthwash?
Are you going to be using a little plastic cup from the bathroom?
Yeah, I mean, no, it's not even plastic. It's that paper cup thing.
Perfect.
And oh, my God.
Nice.
I just got the stuff, and I'm chilling it now in the little fridge that was not turned on, so now it's on.
Oh, it's going to be warm. The fridge is just cooling down now. Wow. Beverage is getting cold along with the fridge. Yeah.
I put everything in there, though.
Now, Tim, to me, when you say champagne cocktail, I think, oh, this is great. I'm getting in on the ground floor. This is the first of its kind, maybe like the old-fashioned. Would I be right in making that kind of assumption, or would I be a right ass.
A right jolly old ass.
Getting in the ground floor is in the origin of a thing, not in that it's new and it's just popping off.
Because we've heard of many cocktails that use champagne, but this is called the champagne cocktail.
The big original mama. You are on the right track, Jeff, but let me, more importantly, culturally, I feel like I need to paint a picture for you, okay?
I'd love that.
You ready to go along for a little ride? Close your eyes.
Mm-hmm. With as I pleasure.
This pic. May 5th, 2014. The Standard Hotel, Highline, Manhattan, New York, New York. Exiting an after party for the Met Gala, rapper Jay-Z, a.k.a. Ooh. Sean Combs, his wife Beyonce Knowles, and her sister Solange Knowles enter the elevator. Cool, calm, collected.
Oh, boy.
But the second the elevator door closes, it's another story altogether. Solange becomes crazed. She begins to punch and kick Jay for making love to Becky with the good hair.
Oh.
Soon the surveillance video will be all over TMZ. And soon Beyonce would spin the tale into Grammy gold. But then something remarkable happens. A young comedy writer is in New York for the holidays, 2014, December of that very same year. And he's staying at that very same Highline Hotel.
What?
He rides the very same elevator where the incident took place.
Wow.
And he goes to the very same rooftop bar where the party had taken place. There's a dress code.
No way.
He's not allowed to wear his Nikes, so he gets by on a technicality, wearing his big, fat, clompy winter boots like a big fucking idiot into a fancy bar. The room is giving glamour.
Oh.
Top of the standard is gorgeous. He goes to the restroom. He finds that the urinals are facing out the window with a breathtaking view of the Empire State City.
Wow.
Everyone can see his...
Yeah.
With a certain high caliber magnum.
Yeah, you need two telescopes and you can see everything.
So you're making fun of me for my dick looking small from 100 stories.
We are.
Wait, this is you?
Oh,
well, this is you, Tim.
Hold on, cut that out. 18 million New Yorkers look up and say, ooh, that's a teeny little dick. Okay, no. The comedy writer who's in question here, he takes a glorious piss. As hot as it is yellow. And then he makes his way back to the elegant bar. He looks at the menu, and a certain cocktail catches his eye. He looks up to the bartender and says, I'll have a champagne cocktail, please. Cut to Musso and Franks in Hollywood this very year, 2022. That young comedy writer has blossomed into a young comedy writer with gray sideburns. He's celebrating his mother-in-law's birthday. He looks at the menu, and a certain cocktail catches his eye. He turns to the red-jacketed waiter and bellows, I'll have a champagne cocktail, Jack.
Jack.
And so, my friends, if you ask me today, have you had the champagne cocktail? I've had twice.
Wow.
It was me in the story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. I had no idea you were at the same a hotel that Jay-Z was once in.
Right, Sean Carter.
In the same elevator.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, I've seen that video. We'll get back to the comedy writer in question.
Yeah.
But I've seen that video. Beyonce, I can't remember. Beyonce's there too?
She's just watching it happen. She like stands in the corner, bodyguards breaking up, and Beyonce knows what it's all about, so she's just standing there.
Dang, what a crazy time.
You got to imagine that she knows, not that there's cameras in the elevator, but just that she's got this sort of media training down, this publicity training down where...
Publicity.
She knows she's technically still in public and she can't react. Solange was not quite as groomed as Beyonce, so she's the one who lashed out, you see.
Because Beyonce has... There's a song lyric about like $1 billion in an elevator or whatever, and... Yeah, I do think it's like Solange wasn't quite as media trained, perhaps.
Ah, there is a question on my mind for you two, which is
YouTube.
Did we ever find out who Becky with the good hair is? Is that somebody who's just never been named, or
it's people figured it out? I didn't know her, but it's like some
you didn't know her personally,
like, not personally. I mean, I thought through the like five or six people I know, and it wasn't there.
Like, I don't know anyone named Becky, and the ones people I do know don't have good hair.
Historically, this drink, outside of just me and Solange, remember in our very first episode of this podcast, the Tom Collins, we talked a lot about legendary bartender Jerry Thomas. His book that came out in the 1860s is like the original like cocktail book where a lot of shit was first mentioned. And Jeff, you're right. This is the champagne cocktail is in that book, an early version of it. That's very simple. Doesn't have the cognac and stuff. And it's 1862, which was funny to me that they're like putting out a fun time cocktail book in the middle of the Civil War. But 2 decades later, bartender Harry Johnson in New York kicks it up with a few more ingredients, and we get the classic champagne cocktail that is on menus to this day. Here is the IBA recipe. 90 milliliters chilled champagne. That's 3 ounces. 10 milliliters cognac, 1/3 ounce. 2 dashes Angostura bitters. Few drops of Grand Marnier, optional. 1 sugar cube. Here's the method. Place the sugar cube with 2 dashes of bitters in a large champagne glass. Add the cognac. Pour gently chilled champagne. Garnish with orange zest and maraschino cherry.
Great.
I forgot the orange zest.
Here's another problem I'm realizing that I have here at the hotel. I don't have any measuring stuff. So, 2 dashes. And then how much champagne? I guess just fill to the top with champagne. And then a little splash there of...
I can't wait to see what you come up with, man. It's going to be so funny. I'm going to go to the letter of the law, except I don't have the Grand Marnier.
I will do the Grand Marnier, and I like it with the Grand Marnier because it gives that orangey glow. But I don't have a sugar cube, so I'm just going to use a little bit of sugar in the bottom. But I will say what's cool about the cube is you notice that we didn't stir this up, right? So like the cube, when I had this at... Musso and Frank, I really liked it. I think I have a video from it. The sugar cube sits in the bottom of the glass. It's got the bitters on it, and then you add the other stuff on top of it. So like that cube is kind of just sitting there. It exists at the bottom.
Yeah, it's a sub-layer.
And it's kind of giving little bubbles.
Yes.
And then at the end, you have a little dessert.
Nice. Well, great. I can't wait to mix this up. Should we get to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Folks! We'll see you after the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from the Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you got to get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just got to tell someone this, I just got to fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
Champagne cocktails in hand.
Looking good.
Look at it.
Hanford, look at that.
They put a little, the cups here have little smiley faces on them.
Cute. So holding you should up. Smile more. I'm always telling you that, Mike. I say, hey, smile for me, baby. Come on.
Yeah, I do it. Well, here's one, too.
Hey!
This cup has a little mustache on it, so you look like you
funny.
Have a mustache.
Funny.
Yeah. Fun.
Oh, wait a second.
Now, your guys...
It's a Hampton Inn, Mike, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When we were in Chicago, playing a show in Chicago last year, we stayed at the Hampton Inn, and that was in the elevator. It's a funny hotel that does jokes. And remember in the elevator, it said awesome sauce. Just like for no reason on the wall. Awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce. Yeah, this is there's no jokes in this elevator yet, but
there's mustaches on the cups.
Hold on. I saw you got your drinks were sort of brown. Look at here's what color my drink is.
Green?
It's blue.
Why? Oh wow.
What the hell's going on? Oh, curse.
When I got my champagne, I thought the glass was tinted blue, but it's a blue champagne. It's called Blanc de Bleu. It's brut.
Fancy.
Okay.
Well, and then, but mixed with the brown liquor, it's turned into, yeah, it's kind of a greenish.
What kind of cognac you do?
It's over there. Is that like EVO or E something?
Ooh, E&J? Okay.
Yeah, something like
E&J.
That.
E&J. I got a little Hennessy in there. How about that?
Ooh.
I got a little, that looks nice.
I'm turning into a real Hennessy guy. Henny, as I like to call it.
I love Henny.
It was the only nip they had, the E&J, because I was like, I don't want to bring more
smart
liquor back to my hotel room and fly with it.
All right, shall we sit?
I'll say, Jeff, yours looks really nice. I also went for not a champagne flute, but I built mine in like a coupe glass because I've had it made like this a lot. But here was my one fatal flaw was I really tried to pour that champagne softly to not disrupt the sugar and stuff, but I kind of splashed it too hard and it kind of all mixed up, but I don't really have like a brown sugar bomb at the bottom like I wanted.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I got maraschino cherry too. Didn't they suggest that? I'm going to
yes.
do that.
Yep. Yes.
Hold on. You keep talking.
Tim, this is another case where, like, when you make it to specs, now I have, like, a half-full coupe glass. I feel like a fool.
Right.
You know? This should be a double.
Yeah, or you need a little teeny little Nick and Nora for that. Mm. I got a big old boat of a glass. Not past that the halfway point, but hey, that's life. And I guess the reason for the champagne flute must be surface area, right? Much like the highball glass.
Right. You want to keep those bubbles trapped. Okay. Sips, Mike?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Sips.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ooh, should old acquaintance be forgot?
Yeah. If this is an acquaintance, I would happily forget it.
Oh, really? Your green paper cup of bullshit?
Don't forget warm.
Hey, that just reminded me of my definitive version of Auld Lang Syne, which Jeff played at the end of this episode to play us out. People need to hear that.
That'll be nice. I think that'll bring a tear.
It'll be a rousing New Year.
Not a dry eye in the house.
Now, Tim, do you think when we see fish on New Year's Eve, Jeff, you're of course invited, but we've learned that you unfortunately cannot make it.
Respectfully decline. Yeah,
Tim and I will be at MSG.
We got a polite pass from Jeff.
Do you think when they play Auld Lang Syne, they'll be playing your version or the traditional version?
Probably mine, because you can jam it out a little bit. I feel old.
Yeah. I kind of think so too.
Yeah.
I mean, they did last year and the year before, so why wouldn't they this year?
So why wouldn't they? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was so formal when I declined. I know my assistant reached out to you guys and was like, look, Jeff loves both of you guys.
Yeah,
like,
it was so
really
sweet.
Would love to find the right thing someday, but this just isn't it. Isn't the right timing. Right,
we'd love to find the right event to attend, but this just isn't the one.
This
right
just
now.
Isn't
to get
it.
The three of you guys together.
Yeah.
And we thought it was great. We're like, great. Actually, well, so we have a relationship with Jeff. Maybe this wasn't the thing, but we'll figure
it out. But she said, Tiff says hi, by the way.
Mike, when I go to Madison Square Garden to see fish, I don't know that I've been to Penn Station. I may have never actually been in the garden before. Can I expect that I'm going to bump into Mark Messier, Patrick Ewing, some of the greats over the years?
Ryan
they hang
Leach,
around and go,
yes.
Yeah.
They all have apartments under the ice.
It's one of those weird technicalities. If you even play one game there, you get an apartment for life.
Now, wait a minute, Tim. You've never went to a Rangers game?
I was a Ranger fan. I my brother and dad were big Rangers fans, and I feel like my dad didn't want to deal with bringing us into the city. Like we hated the New Jersey Devils, but we went to Devils games because you could just like drive to the Meadowlands.
In fact,
I feel like I probably even saw like the Rangers play the Devils.
Now today, this episode is coming out the 28th, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Today, tonight, I'm going to see fish tonight.
What?
Seeing. At the MSG, they're playing four shows, you know, leading into the New Year.
Wild.
Cool.
They're doing 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st.
You like that band, don't you?
I'll be there. I've never done more than one of these. I've done one of the New Year's run before.
A lot of big acts can fill the house in a case like that. Like, previously, we played two shows back-to-back at Subterranean in Chicago. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who could forget? We stayed at Hampton Inn and the elevator said Amazeballs. Awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce.
Same world. Same world.
That's pretty fun, though, to, you know, maybe you go to a city and you could play the big giant place, but maybe you play the medium place and you play it a couple times. Yeah. That's a cool move.
Yeah, the giant place being MSG and the medium place being Subterranean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And now don't get it twisted, Chicago fans. When we come on the tour in April, we will not be playing Subterranean this time. It didn't work out date-wise, but we're playing Beat Kitchen, the Beat Kitchen.
And that's a Saturday night, folks.
Oh, my God.
So put on your dancing
Chicago
shoes.
Chicago loves Beat Kitchen. It's going to be perfect. Hey, if you didn't hear about this, we're touring the Midwest. Go to our socials and find out we're hitting your city. And when we say Midwest, we weirdly include Atlanta and New Orleans and stuff.
Oh, why not Memphis?
We haven't really looked
those
at a map.
Those are bonus.
We're not geographical guys.
But you got to say, also, you got to call it something.
That's true. And for the hometown fans in L.A., we're going to be playing in Highland Park at the Lodge Room with Don't Stop or We'll Die on January 26th. Check that
and
out.
Townland.
Get out to that show.
And Townland.
And Townland.
Yeah.
Matt Gourley, holy shit.
We've played there before. That is a fun room. It is a lively room. It is sounds good. So, folks, you come to that, you're going to have a little fun. And we don't mind being the purveyors of that fun.
Now, last time we played there.
In fact, we step out on
yeah. We step out on stage last time.
Wait a minute, Tim. Watch what story you're telling here. Might make one of us look bad.
We'll see you by the end of the story. We'll revisit. The crowd is hungry. The mood is right. We step on the stage. There's a roar of the slob heads. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jefferson Dunn sits at his drums, gets a little splashy on the cymbals. Nice. Tim Gelbach slings on his app and starts tuning up.
He's dialed in.
Assured, confident.
Mike Hanford drops his bass onto the floor. Guns.
Bong.
Hanford puts the bass on. One of the fasteners for the strap was not attended to correctly by him, and it fell off.
All the slop heads go silent, hands clapping over their ears from the loud bass thong.
It's, you know, you never like to do that.
Tim doesn't see this. Tim launches into the first song. We play the whole song, and only at the end does Mike say, Tim, did you see my bass fell off?
Did you see? That is not a fun thing to do, and it's especially not fun when you're borrowing the bass from Paul Rust, who's just in the wings watching.
My bass!
You fool!
Well, if there's ever anyone who's not a picky gearhead, it's Paul Rust. He knows,
yeah.
He can fling a bass around.
He and I have passed basses between each other before, and no real care for how it's handled.
This drink
does
was
stink.
Was hey, I like it. I'll save that.
Save
for
it for
thoughts.
Final thoughts, dude. Right.
But I like Angostura, so I'm enjoying the drink, right? But I said to myself, Tim, this is familiar. What is it? What does it remind you of that we've had on the pod? And then it hits me: something worse but similar, something bad but similar. The Seelbach. Remember that?
Remind me what's in that.
Yeah, I'm gonna block that out.
It was a universally despised drink by us that I brought back from Louisville. And it's champagne with bourbon in it, but it also has Cointreau and bitters, so it has an orangey bitters thing going on.
Oh, this is very similar then.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
So does Seelbach has champagne?
Yes, but it's got an ounce of bourbon. So, you know, this is gentle with the cognac, and that's kind of a harsher thing. And I loved it when I had it at the Seelbach Hotel, but then when we had it in LA, I said, this is not an order again.
Yeah, these both taste like, or that drink and this both taste like something that you'd stumble upon as an 8-year-old at your grandma's, and not the grandma that you go to see all the time, the other grandma. It just has sort of like a foreign, mature, out of reach taste that I still don't love.
It's, I'm having a tough time judging this because it's such a weird situation, but I don't think I would like this drink anyway.
Do you have bitters in there, Mike?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I got some sugar from the little coffee area here at the hotel.
Well, there you go.
Oh, man. You did pretty well.
I got it. I got this.
Yeah, you got more stuff than I thought you were going to get. That's amazing.
Because initially, you know what I said initially? I'm just not going to do this one.
Yeah. Took a little cajoling on the group chat to get you out to the
one
liquor store.
Put in front of me. I don't want to do it.
Adawada.
Now, given the circumstance, how do you make this into a drink that you do like?
I'll say this. What's really working for me is the Grand Marnier. Mm-hmm. So I do like the tradition of champagne with a little thing plopped in it, you know, whether it's a Cour Royale or whatever. I would say, folks, if you're just having champagne and if you have like Cointreau or Grand Marnier around, just give it a little. That's nice.
Yeah. You know what? I think we should do a round two.
Yeah.
I think my this is actually good for my COVID, probably, just the bubbles. I don't have Grand Marnier, but I do have Cointreau, and I will add a splash.
Nice.
And I'll report back.
My round two is going to be ice. I got the ice machine right next to my room.
Smart.
I'm going to put some ice in this thing.
Cool. You're going to need it.
My round two is going to be the same thing, but before we get there, I wanted to check in with you guys and just ask if you had a good Christmas.
Oh, yes. Yes, Christmas was fantastic. Spent with loved ones.
Mm-hmm, same. I will have had a good Christmas.
And how was the sentiment?
Top notch.
It was right there.
Best of the year, baby.
It was right there.
Because I wanted to tell you guys something, which was I had a great Christmas, and I watched this TV special that was like this vintage TV special. It was a cartoon.
No shit.
And it was so good. It was called Frosty the Snowman. And
yes,
right.
Have you seen that? Yeah.
The hat, he's his hat.
The magician runs him around. Yeah.
Yep.
Right. So you mentioned the hat, and then the magician, and then...
magician's name Hinkley or something? He had a funny name.
Hinkley is, I think, an assassin.
Yeah. He was sort of assassin.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember everything about Frosty, because I loved this character so much. I was trying to remember every aspect of him that I... loved the most, and I was like, "Well, mm-hmm. yeah, he had that magic hat,
and Professor Hinkle,
right?" And then there was that, yeah, of course, Hinkle, and
of course,
sorry, it's escaping me right now. But do you know what kind of cob pipe he had?
Wait, hold on.
I can't really remember what type of cob. Pipe, Frosty. Geez,
it's on the tip of my tongue. I know there's a young man out in the world who. Oh,
I, Jeff, hit it.
Okay, great.
Yep, I know. It's corn. That's the kind of cob pipe that Frosty had. And he had a button nose. It's corn. That's the kerneled kind of pipe and eyes of coal. And don't forget the magic hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was corn.
Oh,
it's corn.
Okay. Oh, it was corn.
It's corn.
It's corn. Yeah. Oh, I almost said it. There might be some kid online who knows about it. But it wasn't a kid at all who's saying that.
That was me.
He was an adult man, yeah.
It was you. I get that. Okay.
Yeah. God. So it's corn, folks.
And it wasn't so obsessed with what was the kind of cob. You also cover all the major attributes of Frosty, the coal eyes and the button mm-hmm. nose.
Coal
you still
eyes,
get all those.
Nose.
That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah. And two coal eyes eye. Made out of coal.
And two eyes made out of snow.
Yeah.
Snowy the coal man.
Yeah, you know, that's the problem when you're making a snowman and you give them eyes of snow, they don't really pop.
Yeah, they'll pop out. That's why they started using coal and corn and carrot.
All right. Enough of whatever this is.
Thank you.
Let's do a second round and we'll come back here and we'll discuss our final thoughts.
Quick question, since we're talking about snowmen. Have you ever seen out in the real world a good snowman?
Yeah. Make them all the time.
Really, like that one that's just like
all year
lumpy
long?
And shitty. And
Mike, I'm like the snowman guy.
Damn. I just never really have come across one.
I'd roll up one of those dudes, three ball style.
Tonight.
Three ball.
I would always be the kid who like wanted to make a T-Rex, but then never could.
Yeah, right. Nobody's doing the Calvin and Hobbes version.
Jeff, you seem like the kind of kid where when you're at the beach, you're really intent on that sandcastle. All the other kids are playing around the water and you're slaving away.
I'll tell you.
All the other kids are showing off their muscles to each other and you're like, ah!
One time I went to the beach, must have been like junior high or something, and my buddy and I were like, let's just dig a hole. Let's just dig a hole. And we dug a hole so deep that the lifeguards came around and said, you can't do that. You got to fill that back in. And we were like, no, man, it's cool. It's like natural. It's like just like a hole. And he said, yeah, the beachcomber's going to fall in it. You got to fill in this hole.
No, it's cool, man.
It was like 5 feet deep. We had like spade shovels.
Did it start getting wet down at the bottom? Or was it that deep that it was
yep.
wet?
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Nice. I did a, my neighbors, we had a neighbor who was my brother's age. You know, two of them. They, one summer afternoon, just like started digging a hole in one of the sandboxes, I think in our neighbor's yard. And they went down and down, and we all came over. I walked over and said, yeah, what's this big hole? We dug a hole.
In the sandbox.
Just in the sandbox, as far as they down as they could go.
That's funny, because you start digging in the sandbox, and eventually you hit dead grass.
Yeah, and they kept going.
And you keep going.
Hmm.
All right, well, folks, why don't you digest all of that? And then we'll come back here and we'll talk about our final thoughts.
It's sand.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And we're back with our final thoughts. Well, let's discuss these variants, these round twos.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, I put ice in mine. And the machine gave was crushed ice, kind of like a cracked ice.
Oh, the machine is giving crushed.
I did more drinkable, colder, but not good.
I did a little half-ounce Cointreau.
A halfer.
That's pretty solid. Better.
Oh.
Better. But will it snatch the champagne cocktail from the fiery jaws of fate?
From the crypt.
I don't know.
I did, because I liked the first round. This time I was just curious about what it would be like to have champagne just with a splash of Grand Marnier in there. Mm. And first, I put a little splash, and it was not enough because I have Korbel, so this is like bad champagne. So I was like, well, that's no good. But then I just added more Grand Marnier, and now it's too much, and now it tastes bad again. So my variation has been a bust.
Isn't it funny when you're a kid, like you hear Korbel so much because they advertise a lot, mm-hmm. so you think it's the good one, and then when you become an adult, you realize the stuff that's like the most advertised and the most available is actually not the best.
There's a reason like Ferrari doesn't put on TV ads.
Remember the Korbel commercial with the drinking out of the high heel shoe?
It's like a
guy. It's like a '90s commercial. This couple is making out after a fancy date, and he takes off her shoe, high heel shoe, fancy shoe, pours champagne in it, takes a sip, being all sexy, and he goes, and she's like, "What?" And he's like, "The champagne is not Korbel."
That's great.
You got a foot fungus, babe.
It's one for the ages, though.
Babe, you fucking stink.
Ooh, you got fungus. You need tough actin, tenactin. It's a tenactin commercial.
They should have done a crossover with those little like gremlins that go under the toes. You know those guys?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ooh. Jesus Christ.
Nasty boys.
You know what worked on me, though, was Grey Poupon. And I don't think I don't think there's a fancier mustard out there.
Grey Poupon. To date. It was.
Really good. You know what I had recently? Like a little jar of Cole's mustard, that like ancient original mustard. It's good. But that's life.
Well, I'm gonna begin my thoughts.
Okay.
This is maybe good if, you know, it's the end of the year. There's a lot of celebrating going on. And if somebody hands you one of these, I'd say go ahead and take a sip.
Yeah.
But in general, I think this is not a stone cold classic.
I dare
say it's not an order again, and it's a skipper. Like, not Skipper Bill.
Yeah.
What about the character on Gilligan's Island?
Yes.
Got it.
It's him.
See, now I do think it's a skipper, but a Skipper Bill.
Oh, shit.
Yes. This for me is, we understand I've not given it the best shot here. Now, my usual response would be, you know, next time I'm at the the standard Highline, I should go up to that area and say, give me one of those drinks that Tim had all those years ago, the champagne cocktail. But you know what? I'm not going to waste a drink out. You know,
you're getting a martini there. You go there, you're getting a martini. Admit it.
I get a martini. I get something I know I like, and I want to have the best of it. This, you know, I don't like champagne. I don't like the taste of it. So that...
I get no kick from champagne.
No, no. So this is a pass for me.
You both are such martini guys. When we went to Tama, I was surprised both of you, no hesitation, martini.
Yeah, I just...
It's the king of the drinks.
I'm doing... I mean, if I'm getting a big piece of beef, ribeye or a prime rib, it's kind of mandatory to have a martini to cut right through it. And I'll tell you what, round
you use
two,
it to cut the steak.
Yeah, he pours it right on the thing.
Round two, you guys were getting beers. Jeffy had black and tans. Mikey had a Smithwick's. So I was like, I guess I'll get beers with the boys. So I had a Guinness, and I came home that night and I was like, why did I have all that Guinness? Oh, I was so full.
No. Rolled in the door. Oh.
Yeah, I guess you want bang for your buck if you're eating a big old protein. You don't want a ton of volume.
No,
yeah.
You want it shrunk down. You want it crisp and cold, and it's going to cut right through.
I don't even know what that means, cut through.
Think about it. You think about your steak. Your steak is in your stomach whole, one big piece. And then you have such a cold martini, and it's so small and compacted it. It's like a diamond. Cut right through.
It comes flying down the esophagus and then right through the steak.
Precision incision. What?
Yeah, I guess that is happening
down
there.
Shit it all out.
And you shoot it out. Precision. Shing. Sharp shards.
At your toilet.
All right, Tim, your final thoughts, please. Did you give them?
Delicious. Order again. My one tip would be, you know, there's this. This comes up a lot. What is a dash? You know, you're dashing with your dasher, with your Angostura. Do you do a big dash? You do a small dash or whatever? This is a drink, folks. It's two dashes, but make them small dashes because I do think that Angostura bitters, I love them. I mean, I love the Trinidad Sour, but... too much bitters in this drink steals the elegance and makes it a little bit sharp and...
Steals the elegance. That sounds... That's great.
Stolen valor going on here. So you want to keep this more of a orangey, cognac-y champagne drink.
Yeah, drink it out of an orange peel even.
But it's great, and it's good for me. I don't get too amped on champagne. New Year's Eve, you want to drink champagne. I really only like expensive champagne that I can't afford, so I don't buy it. And so if you have Korbel, do this. If you can spend $100 on champagne, get some of that, you know, Moët or Veuve Clicquot or whatever. That's so fucking good. I love that shit. I've only had it like 5 times, but it's amazing.
Yeah, folks, if you're twisting the cap off, you didn't get the right champagne.
Yeah, if you got no punt, you don't have the good stuff.
this has a little punt.
If you got no punt, your champer's a runt.
Well, the liquid in my paper cup is starting to
melt through.
Bleed through. So, Jeff, it might be time to wrap up this little gig.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And hey, if you can't get enough boys, saunter on over to patreon.com/thesloppyboys and unlock that bonus episode, that bonus weekly episode, The Sloppy Boys Blowout, where we talk about the shit we really care about. Like, for example, this week we're discussing 2022's best thing.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
And if you want to get your fingers working on that keyboard of yours on your computer or cell phone, hop on over to the sloppyboys.com and check out the apparel selection.
Ooh.
Fine threads for those...
for the new year.
For those shoulders.
Yeah. From shoulder to waist... buy a t-shirt with haste.
Yes. And buy two if you want.
If there's more than one of you in your household.
Yes. Fill up your cart with t-shirts. Hit checkout. You get the shirts. You get the shirts.
Right. Put in your credit card number is like the main thing. Tweet us your credit card number.
And don't just, a lot of people do this and they complain to us, hey, and the shirts never came. They just wave their credit card in front of their computer.
No.
Nope. That's a big N-O from the handman. You got to type in them out. type
out
the number.
That's a big bowl wrong.
Goodbye, folks.
Bye. Bye.
A fool, a lang syne, my dear. A fool, lang syne.